Do you fidget while you sit? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jaume Padilla, assistant professor of nutrition at the University of Missouri, discusses whether this sometimes annoying activity can actually keep you healthier.
We know that sitting for an extended period of time, such as a computer or during a long airline flight, reduces blood flow to the legs, which may contribute to the development of vascular disease. We all know someone who is a constant fidgeter, tapping his or her feet repeatedly throughout the day. My colleagues and I wanted to know if this constant fidgeting could prevent a decline in leg vascular function caused by prolonged sitting. While we expected fidgeting to increase blood flow to the lower limbs, we were quite surprised to find this would be sufficient to prevent a decline in arterial function. For the study, we compared the leg vascular function of 11 healthy young men and women before and after 3 hours of sitting. While sitting, the participants were asked to fidget one leg intermittently, tapping one foot for 1 minute and then resting it for 4 minutes, while the other leg remained still throughout. We found that on average, the participants moved their feet 250 times per minute. The measures of arterial function were performed in the popliteal artery, an artery in the lower leg. This is the first study to show that small amounts of leg movement during sitting can offset the detrimental vascular effects of sitting. While only one leg was exposed to fidgeting during the experiment, in a real-world scenario, we recommend tapping both legs to maximize the beneficial effects. However, it is important to know that fidgeting is not a substitute for walking and exercise, which produce greater overall cardiovascular and metabolic benefits. You should attempt to break up sitting time as much as possible by standing or walking. But if you are stuck in a situation in which walking is not an option, fidgeting can be a good alternative.
That was Jaume Padilla of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.